Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yeah, what's up? Welcome to your Friday show, everybody.
Good morning, happy Purple Friday, and happy Wicked Day.
I was going to try to make a bet with myself on how long it would take for Jess to say the words wicked this morning. It was about 7 seconds.
About this last night when we were at Chili's as I was sipping on my Good Witch margarita. And I literally was like, I don't know why I do this to myself. I have to be better because there are certain things, like, for example, like Taylor Swift release days, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
On like Wicked Day, I shouldn't
probably
be here.
I was discussing this
and I was like, y'all, I'm not going to focus. I'm already thinking about like, because we're going to go see it immediately, like right after the show.
What showtime for you guys today?
I think we are 12:30.
I'm surprised it's not 10:01.
Well,
if there was a 10:01 showing, you'd be there.
The only reason why is because I need time to go home and take a shower and change.
Oh, okay.
So that's why. And then also we have to have some breakfast before.
Clearly.
And I'm also on my drinking liquid schedule because I have to find out and figure out a way I can make it 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Oh, through, because there's no way you're leaving.
But I actually was going to ask Charlotte if there was a time that I could go pee. Okay,
wait,
cool.
Did you see it already?
Yeah. I went Monday.
You already saw it? Oh, I thought you already saw it.
You had Amazon Prime pre-screening, I think.
Yes, yeah. Emily from Promotions got us in.
Yeah.
Shout out Emily.
Yeah, shout out Emily.
Well, damn, you're gatekeeping over here, Charlotte. What'd you think?
Oh, my God. I don't want to say too much.
If you could describe how Wicked for Good has made you feel in one word, what would it be?
And be honest with us, Charlotte. Don't BS. I'm not seeing like wildly great things about it on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, but like they don't know what they're talking about.
As a theater kid.
Exactly. Half of them have never even seen
Wicked,
a musical.
The second half, it doesn't have the bangers much as part one, but
100%.
It is like so many things come full circle, and they did a really great translation of the stage show, I will say.
Okay. That's incredible.
My only complaint was that they added 2 extra songs that I felt were unnecessary and disrupted the pacing. And that is when I'm going to tell you to pee.
Yeah.
The new songs, don't do new songs. We don't want new songs. Like, we just keep the originals.
If it wasn't going to be the original songs, because I'm actually really excited to see those, when else could I pee? Give me like a time.
I'll tell you what. We're not focused on
like 30 minutes.
During the Wizard song.
Okay, totally.
Because you got enough of that during part one.
I did. I love you, Jeff.
Yeah, it's true.
I love you, Jeff Goldblum.
Like,
but
it's basically like wonderful part two.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Sorry, we're totally focused on ourselves over here.
People need to know this information.
No, you all need to know this.
Pee.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is actually useful.
No, this is useful information because I need to know that, and I think a lot of us need to know that. 2 hours and 18 minutes is a long time a long for time. Anyone, so even if you don't have overactive bladder like myself.
Yeah, when he starts singing, it's your time.
I'll head out. And there's a lot of happy Thanksgivings on the text line. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
So we won't be here, just FYI. This will be our last live show through all of next week. So we hope everybody does have a good Thanksgiving. Let's do a really quick, we only got about 60 seconds on this. What's everyone's plans for Thanksgiving, Jessica?
We are meeting all of my family in Virginia, and my parents are going to fly from California to Virginia as well. So we're basically just going to do a week out there, and there's going to be 14 of us in one house, and it's going to be crazy and so much fun.
So many people.
And I cannot wait.
Charlotte?
Mine's chill. It's at my house, so I love that. I can just walk downstairs, eat some turkey.
Easy peasy.
That's cozy.
This time tomorrow, actually, this time tomorrow, I'll actually be on a flight to Aruba. Like, I ain't wasting no time, man. I'll be gone most of next week. I usually travel during Thanksgiving, so I'll be in Aruba. I'll literally be in the sun on the beach, so looking forward to that. And whatever you guys are doing, man, happy Thanksgiving. We are so incredibly thankful for you. And I don't just say that because I feel obligated to say that right now. We literally are so thankful for you.
Now.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Thanksgiving is next Thursday, but for Ravens fans, the big moment is Thanksgiving night at M&T Bank Stadium. And even if football isn't part of your Thanksgiving Day tradition, you still might be interested in tuning in for one of three halftime shows. So Jack White will perform at the Detroit Lions Green Bay Packers game. Post Malone will be performing at the Dallas Cowboys Kansas City Chiefs matchup. And Lil Jon will be coming to Baltimore for the Ravens halftime show, playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. on Thanksgiving night.
Number 2.
Amazon officially kicked off its Black Friday sale a week early this year. The deals actually started yesterday and will run all the way through Monday, December 1st. So yes, you do not have to wait until Friday after Thanksgiving to score major discounts. They're already offering everything from like tech, so think wireless earbuds. They've got home goods up there right now, vacuums, kitchen gear, to fashion and gift list options. So if you were waiting to start your holiday shopping, there you go.
But are y'all broke this year, man? Like, I mean, Black Friday's cool, but like, damn. You know what I mean?
I think that's like, is this the earliest they've ever done it? Like a full week before?
I don't know.
Or is some this of the, normal?
I've been getting emails about Black Friday stuff. Like,
oh, really?
Early Black Friday sales since like, I feel like mid-October. It's like, our Black Friday sales start now. And it's, it was like, you know, October 15th. I'm like, well, how is this even possible? I think they'll take your money basically whenever now.
That's true.
Number 1.
Wicked for Good officially hits theaters worldwide today, and it's already expected to have the biggest opening weekend of the year. Industry projections are saying it could make between 150 and 180 million in its debut. Last year's Wicked already broke records as the biggest opening ever for a Broadway adaptation. And now, in recent press for the film, Ariana Grande accidentally hinted that there might be a third movie. And now some of the cast and even the director has responded. So at the New York premiere, director John M. Chu said that there's a lot of ideas flying around and that even his daughter actually started a Fiero origin story that he loves. And then Michelle Yeoh said that she would be all in for another film. However, Bowen Yang said that he actually likes the idea of just leaving it where it is. So for now, there's no official green light on Wicked 3, but it seems like ideas are flowing and conversations are starting to happen of the possibility.
Okay, before you decide if you want a Wicked 3, let me just say one word. Joey. Okay, this time yesterday we were talking about the Joey spinoff from Friends. Y'all, we don't need a Wicked 3. Like, don't do this. And listen, it'd be a great cash grab. Everybody would go see it, but like, don't ruin it, right? Like, I know you want it, Jess. I know you want it, but don't do it to the masterpiece that is Wicked.
Well, I think what the third movie would be is it definitely would not. I don't think John M. Chu would position it as Wicked 3 because the story of like Wicked 1 and Wicked 2, it's not even like Wicked 2 is a sequel. It's a continuation of the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think Wicked 3 would be like completely, they might like obviously incorporate the book and like whatever is not, whatever wasn't used in the book and the musical and so on and so forth. But I think it would be something so outside and it would be on him to create alone.
So you want it.
Do you get what I mean?
No, I do. But I'm just afraid it's going to turn into like the Marvel Universe, but like Wicked. You know?
I would be, in honestly, I'd be down for it.
I know you would.
I would, because you want to know why. Because Avengers Endgame, like that 10 years of films leading up to that moment is truly one of the most incredible moments in cinema, and it doesn't get the recognition it deserves. And so if Wicked wanted to like do its own thing, version, I would be down. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Are you going to be able to handle this today? Do you want to do the Wicked flock line instead, or like the what would you call that instead? Like,
oh my gosh, if we
you
could
call in and just
for today instead of the flock line and like having everyone cheer on for the Ravens, if I would have it
cheer
my way,
Elphaba.
We would have the Wicked for Good hotline where you could just call in and just say how much either you're excited for Wicked or how it changed you for good if you've seen it already.
You know what? I don't think anyone
is
will
it
call.
The hotline?
To be honest with you, I don't think anyone will call,
but
we'll try.
We have to give it a cool name. Like, if we have the flock line, what would this
be?
Oh,
man.
Like, flying, bubble,
the
defying,
the
gravity for good.
Let's cook on it.
We need to ask Charlotte. Cook. Yeah, no, yeah. Charlotte will come up with something.
We'll come back to it in a second. I don't think anyone's going to call. I think it's the most ridiculous thing we've ever done on the show.
So it's either going to be like, if you've seen the film already, how it's changed you for good.
Or like,
it's
let's
going
go!
To say how
Wicked!
No, no, no. Or it's going to be like, how excited you are to see it today or this weekend. I would actually call in and leave my own voicemail.
And we have to also chant like Wicked. We have to spell Wicked. W.
Yeah. Everyone think about that.
This is how we plan the show. Like,
oh,
I don't.
Yes. Oh, the mics are on? Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
I thought
on.
We were just planning.
No. This is how we plan our show.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for putting up with our ridiculousness. Let's do the real flock line right now, though. Ravens fan, let go.
W. I. C. K. E.
I should have not said a word.
B.
Why did I do this?
Wicked.
The way it fits.
Oh, wow. We could just use this. Yeah.
I should have kept my mouth shut. It was a joke. It's going to go too far next hour. I can already feel it.
This is so good.
Rapinoe better call and do a rap about Wicked 2 or I'm going to...
Rapinoe, please, please, please. And Jake from Westminster, can y'all please send in
all
another...
All our regulars.
Yeah, all like the regulars, our faithfuls, can you please do a Wicked hotline? That would actually be my dream.
All right, we got to get focused. Flockline, listen, Ravens fans, this is it, man. And this season, man, I'll tell you what. This Ravens football is exciting. I don't even care about football. I don't care about sports in general, but I got to be honest. Being a Ravens fan's got to be the most nerve-wracking / exciting thing in the world.
If there's anyone that defies gravity, it's
shut up.
It's true. It's true. And that hits.
You made that work. You didn't make that work.
No.
Explain what the flock line is, please.
So this is the biggest pep rally in Maryland. If you're a Ravens fan, if you are celebrating Purple Friday, we want to get you on the radio so you can cheer on your team. We got a home game this Sunday. We're playing the Jets at the bank at 1 p.m. And we want to hear you cheer on the Ravens.
Only Ravens calls this hour, please. We'll focus on Wicked next hour. 866 flock line. Let's hear some Ravens love and let's get it going on the radio and throughout the whole city this morning, please.
Hi, this is Nicole. I'm calling from Randallstown. I'm such a huge Ravens fan. All my family and friends know they cannot cross the threshold to my house on game day without some type of Ravens gear on. Let's go, Ravens! Woo! Ravens!
Hi,
this is Nicole.
Oh, wait, repeat, sorry.
Yes, Nicole.
Yo, Nicole, that's the energy we're talking
Ravens
about.
Fan.
Wait, yeah, thank you so much.
Let her play again. She's not done.
She's not done.
She's not done.
866 flock line. Oh my God, come on. 866 flock line. Now nobody's going to play. Going to double it. Okay.
Hi, my name is Brinley from Nottingham, and I want to say, go Ravens, let's go. Go Ravens,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Thank you. We love when we get a chant along with you guys. So thank
perfect.
You for doing that. 866 flock line, Ravens fan, Lego.
Ravens fans, gather around and place your bets. We're coming back to the nest to take on our Monty Green Swamp Pest, otherwise known as the New York Jets. These guys keep on losing games without even trying. It doesn't even matter what kind of scheme they're applying. They haven't been a good team since their head coach was Rex Ryan. If bad enough, they have Woody Johnson as their boss. He traded away Quinnen Williams and their secret star. You would think this guy was trying to buy them a loss. So let's go clip their wings and dismantle their engine. We'll show them just what kind of message we're sending, that they're one of the many teams out there that are so just pretending. R-A-V-E-N-S, Ravens! Let's kick some gangrene butt in Baltimore this Sunday, baby.
Yeah.
Jake from Westminster signing off.
Wow.
Jake,
yes.
You are Ripping getting spicier.
Gather around and play.
Sorry, I don't know why it's on.
Jake is getting spicier every week.
Every
Have y'all noticed?
Every single week.
He's getting spicier.
He's getting better and better. Man, that's what we're talking about with the Flock Line. So, Ravens fans, not Wicked fans, Ravens fans, please, 866-FLOCK-LINE, and we'll cook on that Wicked thing.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's do it. Let's go for that $1,000 in free gas, y'all. All right, let's go for that $1,000 in free dash-in gas. We're going to play this morning with caller number 10. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. You're number 10.
Hey, Katie.
Oh,
happy
great.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Katie, you have done it. You have made it through. That's literally, I would say, half the battle. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you played before, Katie? You brand new.
No.
Brand new, first timer, let's go. First timer, you.
Well, Katie.
Especially on a Friday, man, we love this. We love this energy. Well, Katie, let's explain this to you. Let's explain how to do it. Are you typically good at trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, well dang, Katie. Katie comes in confident, too. We love the confidence on a Friday. Well, Jess, explain the rules to Katie, and then let's go.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number 1. What date is Thanksgiving this year?
November 27th.
Correct. Question number 2. In what Disney movie is the song "I'll Make a Man Out of You" from?
Mulan.
Correct. Question number 3. What is the name of the famous bridge in San Francisco?
Golden Gate Bridge.
Correct. Question number 4. Patrick Stump is the lead singer of what band?
Ooh, pass.
Question number 5. What is 150 minus 17?
150 minus 17?
Yeah.
133.
Correct. Question number 6. What type of animal is the mascot for the San Jose Pro Hockey Team?
Shark.
Correct. Question number 7. The quote, "You can't handle the truth," was made popular from what movie?
A Few Good Men.
Correct.
Question number 4. Patrick Stump is the lead singer of what band?
Fall Out Boy.
That's it. You did it. Yeah.
Congratulations. You just won $1,000 in free dash and gas.
You have done it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, how did you know the San Jose hockey team so quickly?
My husband is a big sports guy. He's in the car with me.
Oh, period.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, Katie and who? Who else is in the car?
I actually do that one all by myself.
Yeah, oh, okay. Katie,
she's like, nobody gets credit but me. Literally, no one gets credit but me.
That was nuts. That was so
wow,
crazy.
Wow. Really? I mean, you like your musical knowledge on all of, I mean, your music knowledge, your Disney knowledge.
You only passed on one. All the other ones, like, you just knew off the dome?
It's Slumdog Millionaire here today. Thanks so much.
No, literally. Very, very extremely well played round. Very, wow. I mean, the knowledge is thorough.
Congratulations. That was awesome.
I listen all the time, and today I called. It's just.
Man, as a first timer, too. As a first timer, we love that. Well, hey, happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving.
You guys just got $1,000 in free gas.
Yay!
So there we go, man. It's literally, I mean, God, it's that simple. You just got to answer these 7 trivia questions, and then we do it, man. Another $1,000 this week, and it goes like that. So, game is on hiatus. We'll be gone for Thanksgiving next week, so enjoy your Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you to Dash N2. We're very thankful for Dash N2. They've been great partners in this game. Right, Jessica?
Yes, and head there for their top-tier performance gasoline. And top-tier certified means Dash N2 fuel meets performance standard. Suffice some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dash N2 because your engine deserves it.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Kathleen from Owings Mills, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology?
I need to apologize to my daughter because I'm actually making her stay in a hotel for Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
Why? What happened? I feel like this one went down.
My daughter lives in New York City, and she was supposed to spend Thanksgiving with her boyfriend. But then they broke up last week, and at the last minute, she wants to come home, which I completely understand.
Mm. Yes.
And normally, my husband and I would love that. Except that her room isn't available anymore.
What do you mean?
So my sister is flying in tomorrow, and she's coming for the entire week. Well, we've had this plan for months. We're putting my sister in my daughter's room because she actually has something called rheumatoid arthritis, and it's very painful.
Her
joints are very stiff. So like even sleeping on the couch or just a bad bed, it can make her hurt so bad that it's hard to walk the next day.
So it's important for her to have a bed. So, I mean, like, your daughter could sleep on the couch, technically.
Yeah, I mean, she could, but she's actually refusing to sleep on the couch. She's saying it's the principle of it. You know, it's her room. And also, she's emotionally fragile right now. She's going through a breakup, and it's very hard.
Lord. So she's saying, basically, if I come home, I should be able to stay in my room, even though my aunt, your sister, already had plans to come. I know this is last minute, but that's my room. So, like, I should be able to stay there or else.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't know how this works.
What do you mean? She has an option to stay at home, and she is choosing to not. And that is her problem.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'd be feeling some kind of way, too.
That's out of control.
After a breakup, but Jessica, put yourself in your last breakup.
But, I mean,
come on.
There has already been a trip put in place months ahead of time.
But Auntie,
her aunt has medical needs and issues. It's not like she's being kicked out. There is an option. There is a way for her to be home for Thanksgiving. And because it's not exactly what she wants, she's being ungrateful. And I don't think that's okay.
I don't know that I would feel the same way. Well, you said you want to apologize.
Yeah, why are you apologizing?
Well, because I want to be sympathetic to the fact that she's hurting over the breakup, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
That it's not an ideal situation, and under normal circumstances, she'd have her room, right?
But
my sister, you know, she's not well. Mm-hmm. I don't want this to make our Thanksgiving not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you still want her to come home? You still want her there?
Absolutely.
And you want her, and you just want her to either be in a hotel or to stay on the couch or whatever, but you definitely want her there.
Yes, of course. I want to see her.
And where are things right now with you guys?
Not good. She got really upset and she doesn't want to talk to me right now unless I can tell her what she wants to hear.
Really?
No. How old is she, by the way?
She's 29.
Okay, absolutely not.
Yo, I get absolutely it. So wait, not. She's saying don't talk to me unless you can give me my bed?
Basically. I mean, no. Yeah.
This is not fair to you.
I think she should get the bed. I'm going to be honest with you. I think she should get the bed. I do, 100%.
Here's the situation. She doesn't even have to stay in a hotel. She has the option to stay at home, not have to pay, be with her family. And because she's not getting exactly what she wants, I think that she's being selfish.
Okay. Well, there's nothing more than we want than you guys to be able to spend Thanksgiving together if that's what you want. And let's see if we can do this. So if you guys have never been here for Forgive and Forget before, let's explain what's about to happen. So we did reach out to Danny, that's her daughter, and we said, hey, we're a radio show down here in Maryland. There's somebody that wants to reach out to you. Here's the problem, though, is I think that Danny thinks that this is going to solve the bed issue. I think Danny thinks that like her mom is calling to say, okay, I'm sorry, here's the bed. But here's the problem, y'all, is we don't have the bed. Is this going to make things worse? I don't know. But we're going to find out. Kathleen, let me get Danny on, but don't let her know you're on until we give her a chance to guess who it is, okay? Even though I think she kind of pretty much knows who this is.
Okay.
All right, hang on 1 second. Let me get on Danny. Hi, Danny. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you again for agreeing to come on today and do this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
So I know that when Charlotte set this up with you, she explained this is our segment about forgiveness. And I know that you had an idea of who would want to bring you on for this. And who is that?
I'm expecting an apology from my mom. So I'm assuming it has something to do with that.
So it is your mom that wants to bring you on today. Kathleen, why are we here today?
I really want my daughter to come home for Thanksgiving, but she has to stay in a hotel.
Mom, really?
You know that we've had plans for my sister to come for months, and I'm so sorry about your breakup, but I never thought you were even coming home for a Thanksgiving holiday when I offered her your room. You have basically two choices. You can sleep on the couch. I'll make it as comfortable as I can for you. And if that doesn't feel good, then the other option is to get a hotel. I mean, my sister has health issues. She has RA. I'm not going to take someone whose health is compromised and not give her the proper accommodations.
Yeah, but it also sounds like she can be properly accommodated at a hotel. Like, if we're worried about her comfort as opposed to mine, like, I'm already financially stretched really thin, and putting like a hotel and train tickets and Ubers on top of that.
Dad's been furloughed, and honestly, we don't really have the extra money ourselves right now.
I would be way less upset if there was an offer to help pay for things, if Aunt Helen was included in the conversation and we asked her what she wanted to do. It's just really unfair to ask of me.
But Danny, you have an option to stay at home so you can avoid that cost, though.
It just doesn't seem feasible. You know, I just wanted to come home and be comfortable and possibly have, like, some alone time after I've been dealing with all of this.
By the way, we're sorry to hear about your breakup, but you feel like that room is still technically yours.
Yeah, it does feel like I should have some priority.
So I guess the question is, why shouldn't our sister just pay for the hotel?
Well, because the trip has already been planned and she's already covering traveling costs and everything like that. And I think the issue is no one has to pay anything extra if everyone just stays together. Yeah, it's not going to be perfect and ideal. But Danny, I feel like with everything that you're going through, be with your family so you can like be around your people and everything like that. So if you don't get your room, you don't want to go and you want to spend Thanksgiving by yourself.
I mean, I want to spend it with my family, but I don't feel like enough space was made for me. I think plans change and you adapt. And I think we're assuming that I'm going to kind of do all of the hard things instead of having hard conversations with other people.
Wow.
And I know it's not personal, but I think that's what makes it inconsiderate of like the rough time I'm having right now.
I'm kind of team Danny on this, to be honest with you.
I'm not.
I think it's kind of weird to like not have your childhood bedroom available to you. I do. What?
But y'all are acting like this girl has nowhere to go. Like, that's what's
the
so
couch
crazy
is not somewhere to go.
No,
that's,
she has.
The dog sleeps on the couch, not your daughter.
Everyone has somewhere to go, and it is doable.
Are you guys okay taking calls on this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Kathleen's saying, listen, I really don't want my daughter to come home for Thanksgiving, but she wasn't in the original plans. Her childhood bedroom is being occupied by my sister, and my sister has RA. She's got a medical condition. She needs like a soft bed. She can't really sleep on the couch. Danny's saying, yo, that's my bed. If the two of us have to decide who's going to go to a hotel, like, why am I the one getting thrown out? Should Danny be the one that's got to go to the hotel? Yo, she's going through a breakup. God. Who's up?
This is Tiffany in Dundalk on 4.
Tiffany, do you feel like Danny should just go stay in a hotel then?
Absolutely not. The daughter's getting dumped by her mom, just like she got dumped by her boyfriend.
What do you mean?
The mom needs to make room for her. You know?
Y'all, she is. Yeah. Kathleen is not saying you cannot come and stay in this house. She has an option for her to stay.
But it's
not her room that she's reacting this way. And I don't think it's fair to make Kathleen out to be some mom that's not allowing her child to be home for the holidays, because that is not the case.
The couch, the hotel is for cousins, aunts, in-laws. Not your own child when they need you.
Your childhood bedroom is always your childhood bedroom, right? Like, to me, that's like your safe space to always be able to go home to.
It's your like solace, and their mom being, I feel like she's just writing this off. It's like she shouldn't be bothered by it. I mean, it's your daughter after all. Of course she's going to be upset. If I had kids, I would definitely make sure that when they need to come home, especially after like a tough breakup of all things, I would make sure that they feel like they have a place to go to, and that would be their childhood bedroom.
Right. And that's how I feel too. 410-583-1065. Who's up, Jess?
This is Rick and Jen on 5 in Sparrows Point.
Rick and Jen. I mean, what do you think? Do you feel like Danny should just go get a hotel? I mean, or sleep on a couch? Like, what? Who gets the bed, I guess is the question.
Well, I think the aunt should get the bed, but I think Danny herself is being selfish because she's 29. She moved out, so she gave up that room. It is a guest room in her parents' house.
When did it become a guest bedroom, I guess is the question.
If you leave, like, it's your parents or whoever's home. You don't get dibs on that room for
That is my room for the rest of my life. Until the day I die, that is literally...
Doesn't pay the mortgage on the house. She's 29 years old. She has her own house.
But she didn't when she was a kid either. She didn't when she was a kid either. So, like, what's the difference? I respectfully disagree.
Hang on. Rick's trying to get in here.
What's up, Rick?
Yeah, come on, crazy creams.
Come on, Rick. Come on, righteous Rick. Let's go. What?
When you grow up and you move out of your house, you give up the rights to your bedroom.
I don't.
Even that,
maybe
though, even that, Rick, it's not when you move out out of your parents' house.
My bed still looks the exact thing. Same. I'd be sleeping in that twin size bed. It's still got the same sheets on it. They are Snoopy.
We're not trying to like enable the bad behavior. Okay. We're trying to help
Danny out. We're kind of tied up here. Who's next?
This is Olivia on 1 in Annapolis.
Olivia, I'm fired up. Let's go. What?
Kramer, you're so spoiled.
What?
Yeah, it's actually disgusting.
This isn't about me, first
of
all.
It is about you.
You just made it about you.
This is not about me, but I agree with Danny.
What do you think about the situation,
Olivia? Do you feel like Danny should have to sleep on the couch, get a hotel, or does she deserve her childhood bed back?
She deserves nothing, first of all. And you have an option. You are being such a spoiled little brat right now. How do you treat your mother like this? I mean, that is completely unacceptable. She's supposed to cater to your every whim at 29, girl.
Listen, Danny, I understand, but it sounds like I do understand. But it sounds like most people are saying that, like, you do have to kind of, like, give up the bed. So, like, what do you want to do?
Listen, honey, I want you to come home for the holidays. We will work it out. But what's most important is that our family's together and that we're here to support you in what you need. But we're also here to show my sister some love, too.
I mean, how does that sound to you, Danny?
I mean, obviously, I want to be home for Thanksgiving. And I think that's what's riling up all these feelings.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, of course.
And it's also not nothing that she's bringing me here to apologize, you know?
Right.
Like, of course, I'm going to come home and we're going to work it out. And I'm sorry for being sensitive about these things. I just wish I was understood a little bit better in this.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, I think this joke went too far.
I think we take things too far, and it's funny to us, and then it's like not funny to you guys. That's like 80% of our show, and I'm afraid this might be one of them. Jess, do you want to explain?
Yeah, I think so. What we wanted to do was basically do, because we usually do the flock line on Purple Fridays for the Ravens game on Sunday, but because today is Wicked Day, we should do a Wicked flock line so you could call in and either say, like, how, if you've seen the movie already, how you've been changed for good, or if you're about to see it today or this weekend, how excited you are to see Wicked. And we had Charlotte come up with a Wicked themed title, and I think she really... she ate with this.
Charlotte, so what, instead of doing the flock line, which is where you call in and cheer for the Ravens, Charlotte has come up with it with a title for this week, which is what?
The Oz Dust Call Room.
That is literally now, so okay. Good,
if
Charlotte.
If you're not a Wicked fan, do you want to explain
fine,
what that means?
Which is totally
yeah,
fine.
Do you want to explain what that even means? Because I think I'd be really
yes.
confused.
So there are lines in Wicked where they discuss going down to the Oz Dust Ballroom. Mm-hmm. And it is where lots of important plot points occur in part one.
Yeah.
So this, instead
it's
of
really
the,
where Glinda and Elphaba come together.
It is. Yeah. So instead of the Oz Dust Ballroom, this is the Oz Dust Call Room.
Where
Oz.
Wicked fans are coming together.
Oz yes. Dust Call Room. I'm writing this down. I'm letting them do this, by the way. Okay, Oz Dust.
Oz Dust.
It's too complicated.
Call room.
Okay. We actually do have voicemail, so let's...
Thank goodness. We are so excited to see Wicked 2. We have an entire row in the movie theater for my daughter and her friends. She has... had an entire package with her outfit and her hand sanitizer, which is Wicked themed, and her lip gloss, which is Wicked themed, for a week now, and we can't wait to see something that is going to be incredibly enchanting for good. Thank you.
Okay, that's cute. That was cute. All right.
That was incredible.
I love that for your daughter. All right,
I'm so excited for you guys.
Okay, all right.
I'm really, really excited because I don't know when, but I do want to see the new Wicked movie because I saw the first one like when it first came out.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for this one. Because
yes.
They kind of left us on a cliffhanger and I didn't like that. Bye-bye.
A little review.
That's fine.
You
That's
can review
fine.
The first
I love
one,
that.
You know?
And like, I can't wait for you to see it.
Ravens fan, I'm sorry this has been taken over.
Woo! I'm so excited to see Wicked. I've seen it twice on Broadway. It's a phenomenal play.
Yes.
I bet part two is just as good as part one. Mm-hmm. I'm ready, and I'm also ready for the game. I'm going to be there.
Yes.
At MSG Bank on Sunday. Go Ravens. Go Elphaba. Go Glenda. Go everything. Let's go. Woo!
Go everything. I love it. That was incredible.
If you're a Ravens fan and you're a Wicked fan, this might literally be like your absolute best weekend ever. Okay. What was it called? The Oz what?
The Oz Dust Call Room.
We'll never do that again, all right? What questions are off limits for you guys for Thanksgiving? Is there anything that you're like, listen, this here's a topic I definitely don't want to discuss? Like, or like, is there a topic that you're like, please don't bring this up with me? Or like, maybe your family typically does bring up a topic that you know is just like, oh my God, please. I hope this year, like, this is not going to be the topic. Here's the reason I ask. There's a list out this morning of like the most, like the topics that people absolutely don't want to talk about. Like, the top questions, they're like polled across the whole entire country. People are like, these are the topics I do not want to discuss. And I'm just kind of curious for you guys, what are the ones that like the number one off limit things you don't want to discuss at Thanksgiving dinner? Jess?
I can't even say like specific family members, but I don't want other family members to ask me about drama concerning other family members, where it's like, so what's going on with so-and-so and so-and-so?
What's up with this or what's up with that?
It's not my business. It's clearly not your business because they're not talking to you about it.
Yeah.
So please don't ask me.
Yeah, that's a good one. Charlotte, anything you're like, listen, this question off, like, you know, this is the one that will like drive you the most crazy if somebody brings this up.
I honestly can't really think of anything. I'm such an open book, and like, especially with my family.
Totally fine. We can talk politics. We can talk religion. All of it's completely on the table.
I'd certainly prefer not to talk politics. Here's the thing. If they start the convo, I'm always going to end it, and they're going to look a damn fool. So if they want to go there, we can go there.
For me, I mean, the topics that I always drives me crazy, my family always wants to talk about why I'm not in a relationship. That's always their go. And my mom's not bad about it. It's always usually everybody else like, well, aren't you lonely? It's always like, aren't you lonely? Like because it's been seven holidays now that like it's like me by myself. Oh, isn't it weird to be by yourself? Isn't it lonely? I'm just like, oh my God, can we just not bring this up again this year? I think that would be like my go-to. Here are the top questions people do not want to be asked about this holiday season. Number one, actually, do you have a partner? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? Are you dating? Like, that's as a single person, I know. It's like, it's just, yo, I'll tell you when I tell you. Like, that, it's on a need-to-know basis. Like, when you see somebody here, then yeah, I'm dating somebody. Until then, like, don't worry about it. Here's number two. It's about the weight. It's about the weight. So when are you going to lose these pounds? Like you've gained some weight.
I changed my answer.
Oh, now you want to come in here. Yeah.
Because why, in general, would you talk about weight at an event where you're all eating?
That's true.
Like, that's just
like,
weird.
But like, I think too, it's like whether it's gaining weight or losing weight, like, oh, like you've gained some weight, or oh, like you need to eat more. Mm-hmm. I just think weight in general, like, that's just not fair to comment on someone's body ever.
But do your families do it to you? My dad was doing that to me for a couple of years, mm-hmm. where it was like, you either, like, he just had to comment on my body. Either you've lost weight or you've gained weight. It was almost like he just had to like bring it up on one side. It wasn't like even like an offensive thing. It was just like, oh, like, you know, you've lost some weight, or like he just had to like mention what my body looked like in comparison to the last time that he saw me. You know, did your family do that to you guys or no?
I think it's always like, I feel like sometimes the comments are relating to what's on your plate, or if you're going to get another plate, where it's like, you need to eat some more, like, finish what's on your plate, like, you're not eating enough, or like, oh, you're going to get another plate.
Another one? Are you sure?
Yeah.
We're talking about the top questions people do not want to be asked about this Thanksgiving. By the way, if you've been asked a question and you're like, why would you ask me that? Like, literally, y'all, we're at Thanksgiving dinner. Why are you bringing that up right now? You can text us 410-583-1065. Who did you vote for? Who did you vote for? Don't want to politics. We just have to leave that off.
Yeah.
We got, especially with extended family, maybe your immediate family, you kind of know what's going on politically. We don't, there's just like, where is that going to go? What good is that going to do to know like your third cousin's political preferences? Like, it's not going to do anyone any kind of favors.
It's true. Like, we're not talking regularly. So.
Right. Like, I just want to enjoy my gravy. I'm not trying to talk about Epstein right now.
It doesn't matter. The Epstein files don't matter. I promise you, on Thanksgiving Day, the Epstein files don't matter inside your household. They just don't. What did you do with your hair? People don't want to talk about what's going on with their haircut. If you don't like somebody's haircut, they said they don't want to talk about it. Like, only say it if you like their haircut,
maybe
right?
Maybe just looks in general. Yeah, like whether anything. It's like, yeah, something has been done or something they think that needs to be done.
Yes.
Or like, well, yeah, I agree with that.
And the last thing that people say that they don't want to ask is can I borrow some money?
Ew. Not who is doing that?
Like not a good time.
Who is doing that?
Not a good time to come up and be like, yo, can I hold a few bucks? Happy Thanksgiving.
Sorry, wait, who is actually doing that at Thanksgiving?
But of course they have. It's Thanksgiving, Jess. That's what we're here for. To annoy our families and ask uncomfortable questions. That is exactly what the pilgrims wanted back in the day. Uncomfortable family time, right? That's what this is the holiday's all about, honestly. Y'all, welcome to Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. We were just talking about the top questions that they went around and polled people like all over the country and said, like, what are the things like you don't want to talk about, basically? The questions you don't want asked at Thanksgiving dinners and like, you know, and you can assume most of them, you know, weight, politics.
Yeah, don't bring up weight. Like, looks. Single people don't want to be asked if you're dating someone. Recently married people or married people don't want to be asked when you're having kids. Like, no, don't ask me about if I got hair implants, you know, if it looks like it, maybe I did, but it's none of your business.
But a lot of people said that about asking to borrow money. Jess was really thrown off by that.
Wait, I just don't understand.
Just ask for a quick loan, you know, in between the rolls being passed. I don't know. If that's you, though, we'd love to hear that story. 410-583-1065. Let's talk to Jen in Parkville. Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi. What's up? So the craziest question you were asked at Thanksgiving was what?
What? You're not dead yet?
Wait, you're not dead yet?
Yes, wait, yes, yes, yes.
Was it a joke or were they serious? Were you actually in danger? I'm worried.
Well, it was kind of supposed to be funny. I have epilepsy, actually. I have grandma seizures since I was a kid, right? And so I also, honestly, didn't take real good care of myself in my 20s and early 30s. And no one expected me to live to see 30. So like 2-3 years after that, my mom throws a Thanksgiving dinner. And my uncle was in from out of town.
Your uncle?
And comes over and he puts his arm around me. He's like, so, oh my God, kid, you're not dead yet?
What?
Oh my God, Jen, not at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Not appropriate. Uncle.
Wait, not your son laughing in the car. Wait, no.
Got it, right?
No, yeah, I do not think that. Wait, what was your reaction? How did you feel when he said this to you?
Kind of like, no, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, what do you say back to that? Like,
thank you. Yes,
clearly, yes. I'm in the flesh. Like, I don't know what to even say. You know, say back to that. Or
maybe
is it
tomorrow? Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
No, who knows?
It might be. Tomorrow might be any of our day, honestly.
What a terrible thing to say.
Wow. That's like the most kooky uncle thing, like behavior, though.
Yeah, it's definitely weird uncle vibes for sure. Thank you, Jen. Wow, that's a weird one. Let's talk to Mike and Glen Burnie. What up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Kramer?
Weirdest question that you were asked at Thanksgiving dinner.
Through the course of conversation, they were like, gee, Mike, what is your ex-wife doing today?
How long were you guys split up by that point?
Oh my gosh, maybe 7 or 8 years.
Oh, wait,
that is actually so out of pocket.
That is so crazy. Yeah.
Thinking you would know, why would you know anyways? Like, it's not like you're keeping tabs.
Like, it's
Now, admittedly, we share a son together.
Okay.
You know, I always want to have that. But it was such an animated, it was such an atrocious part of my life that I was so happy to put behind me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you guys had
all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, gee, you know, what's she doing now?
Which is like,
you're like not terrorizing me. Yeah, not terrorizing
know.
Me anymore.
Damn.
Yeah, how about don't bring up like tumultuous ex-relationships? Like that might be, Mike's got maybe the best advice for all of us. Don't bring up the terrible ex. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, let's go. So, welcome to your Thanksgiving Day edition. Thanksgiving edition of Friday Cry Day. Jess, in case you don't know, is a very sensitive person, and she cries a lot. So we turn this into a little bit of a game. How this is going to go is she's going to present to you three stories of why she may have potentially cried. And you're going to try to guess out of these three stories, which one of these was the real cry for the week. So let's get into it. Friday Criday, and we'll start at the top with story number one.
Story number one. This is a Wicked themed Friday Criday, everyone.
It's Wicked. I thought it was Thanksgiving. Sorry. Okay, is it all Wicked?
Yeah, it's Wicked Day.
Oh, yeah, duh.
What are you talking about?
Okay, well, I thought Thanksgiving.
So story number one. So we have family in town to celebrate Wicked. Yes, you heard that right. And yesterday, while we were chatting with our 6 o'clock club, I was talking about all the Wicked themed things I wanted us to do and eat and see. And one of them was this Wicked macaroni and cheese at Walmart that I wanted to get. I swear to you, literally 2 hours later, I get a text from one of our coworkers in the lobby being like, there's a package here for you and you have to come out and you're supposed to have like some code and something's happening. And I walk out there and it was literally a full tray of the Wicked macaroni and cheese and a Wicked blanket with a note that said, Happy Wicked Week and Happy Thanksgiving. I found out it was our 6 o'clock club member, Nancy.
So sweet.
And when we picked up our cousins from the airport and they came back to the house, we had so much fun doing this together.
Yeah.
And I just started crying because that was just so sweet of her to like share in that moment that we had.
It was really
very
cute.
Sweet.
Yeah. Story number two.
Story number two. So yesterday, as I was listening to the Wicked soundtrack, preparing myself for Wicked 2, as one does, I'm going to see Wicked 2 in theaters literally after the show today. And I was listening to The Wizard and I and just thinking about how, like, in less than X amount of hours, I was going to witness Wicked 2. And I was really just contemplating how my life was about to change. Like, I know that this movie is going to rock me because part one literally changed my life.
How so?
It just did. Like, it's my favorite musical. It's the first musical I ever saw. I saw the original production. And so, like, just thinking about who I'm about to be when I leave the movie theater today.
You won't even recognize
brought
this version
me to tears.
Of you in about 2 hours.
I don't know what it's going to do to me, but this, I'm not going to be the same.
This Jess is dead as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, we have to mourn her.
Story number three. God.
So we decided to take over the flock line today instead of the Ravens flock line, but it was the Wicked flock line, and we called it the Oz Dust Call Room. And my best friend Stephanie called in from Vegas, and she left a voicemail.
Do you want to hear it, by the way?
Oh my God, yeah.
I think it's this one. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's actually this.
Jess's best
friend. Wait.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Steph. Jess's best friend in Vegas. Okay, when I tell you the Wicked movie I saw on Tuesday night, oh my God, it changed my life for good. I'm telling you, at the end, it's so satisfying. My heart is so full. I'm going to watch it again tonight. Please watch it. If you're having doubts, if you think part one is better, I don't care. Don't come after me. And sorry, boo Ravens, go Chargers. Love you guys.
Boo Ravens. Boo Ravens, go Chargers.
I'm going to ruin it. Okay.
What? Did that ruin it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. So I cried when I heard it the first time because Wicked is so important to me because I feel like a big part of the movie is about like soul nurturing female friendship.
Oh God, yes.
I know. And when I heard it, I was just like,
keep a straight face.
That's how she makes me feel, you know?
Corinne, the faster you answer, the faster I get to go home today.
Number three!
Yay, Corinne!
Jess, was that the real cry? Woo! Was that the...
That was the real cry. Can I just say, honestly,
no.
I was going to do well, but you played the voicemail without... We didn't plan you playing the voicemail, so when I heard her voice, it really messed me up because I miss her so much, and if we were together, we would be seeing the movie together.
You'd be defying gravity, just the two of you. So, you and her.
Yeah, long distance best friends is really, really hard. So if you have that, just know I feel you. And I can't wait to see Wicked after the show. I want to go home.
I love you, Jess.
I love you. I'm sorry, Corinne.
Corinne's like, I bit off more than I was
I'm
willing
so
to chew
sorry,
today,
Corinne.
Honestly. I wasn't here for all this.
No, it's funny because I called a couple weeks ago about the whole Taylor Swift one, and she messed me up, and I didn't win. And then I'm redeeming myself today.
Redemption. You get your redemption round, and that's really what matters. It's really a win-win for everyone today. All right. Well, there you go, y'all. Another interesting round of Friday Criday.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.